Potty Training Made Easy. Introduction. One of the most exciting things that most dog lovers can imagine is bringing home a new puppy or a dog for the first time. Unfortunately, this excitement often wears off quickly when the new little addition to the family begins using the house as a bathroom area. Fortunately, with a bit of consideration and understanding of some of the basic principles of potty training a dog, it is easy and simple to teach your dog or puppy this very important behavior. There are some points to keep in mind when planning or starting your potty training routine. No matter which method you decide to use, there will be accidents. Plan for them, accept them, and move on with as little fuss and negative actions or punishment towards the puppy as possible. Usually with puppies' accidents, they're due to very small bladders and bowels and poor control as their bodies develop, very similar to young human infants. Avoid punishing or reprimanding your puppy for an accident. It's likely to be more the fault of the owner for not taking the puppy to the potty area soon enough. Learn from mistakes and keep notes on when the puppy has accidents. Try to see if there's a pattern developing that can assist you in training, rather than become frustrated with your puppy. Virtually every puppy wants to make his or her owner happy, and this can be used as an effective motivator in potty training even young puppies. Older dogs that are being housebroken or potty trained for the first time will also have accidents until they understand what you want. Again, patience and positive attitude will help the training process. Remember that dogs aren't aware of the value of antique rugs or wall-to-wall carpeting. Rather, they tend to relieve themselves where they feel they should, usually somewhere out of the way, like behind the couch or in the corner behind the potted palm. There are many things that pet owners can do to make the process of potty training easy for their new dog or puppy. Good planning, an understanding of the potty training method to be used, plus other factors such as high-quality food, lots of exercise and attention and love can all have a bearing on the time that it takes to potty train your dog. It is also important to consider that some breeds are generally more challenging to potty training than others. Small breeds, particularly some of the toy dogs, can be more difficult to train simply because they are so small and they can easily slip under the furniture or behind a chair and complete their toilet without even being noticed. With a little extra attention and effort, these breeds can be potty trained successfully. Finally, each dog is different in personality and temperament. Some puppies and dogs seem to almost potty train themselves, where others, even from the same litter, may require additional training, but they'll soon learn what is expected. Potty training methods. There are several different potty training methods that can be used. Deciding on the best potty training method depends a lot on the age of the dog, the time that you have to interact with the dog or puppy, and what method you're most comfortable with. Some of the potty training methods encourage the dog or puppy to use an outside area to relieve themselves, whereas others focus on containing the area the puppy or dog uses inside of the house by the use of litter boxes, potty training pads, or even newspapers. The following sections will outline each common method of potty training for either a dog or a puppy and will indicate the advantages and the disadvantages of each. Crate training. Crate training is one of the most effective ways to potty train a puppy or a small to medium-sized dog, as it uses the natural denning instinct of the dog to encourage it to keep the area that it sleeps in clean and free from waste materials. In the wild, the den is kept clean by the mother while the puppies are young. Once they get older and are able to walk, they naturally go outside of the living area or the den to relieve themselves. In houses, there are no dens, and the area is simply too large for puppies to feel that this is their spot. By providing a den in the form of a crate, the puppy will learn to wait until he or she is taken outside before soiling in the crate. Crate training does require active participation and monitoring on the part of the dog owner. The following is an outline of how to complete a crate training routine. Purchase an appropriately sized crate, either plastic or wire, that is large enough for the puppy to stand and stretch out comfortably. Make sure the crate is comfortable. Use soft, washable liners or dog blankets. Sit with your puppy at the door of the crate. Place a small treat inside the crate. Praise the puppy for going into the crate and getting the treat. Let the puppy come out when he or she wants, and do not close the door at this time. Only praise for going in the crate. Ignore the puppy when he or she is coming out. When the puppy or the dog walks into the crate, say crate or den, or whatever word you wish to associate with going into the crate. When the dog is staying in the crate on their own to eat the treats, close the door for a few seconds, then open it up. Only praise when the dog goes in, never when it is exiting. Soon the dog realizes in is good, out is neutral. After the puppy or dog is fine with being in the crate for more than a few minutes, put a chew toy in with the dog to keep it occupied. Try very slowly and gradually increasing your distance away from the crate and the time in the crate with the door closed. Since the puppy or the dog will not eliminate when they are in the crate because it is their den, take them outside to eliminate when they come out of the crate. After feeding, crate the puppy with a chew toy. In about 10 to 15 minutes, take the puppy out of the crate to the designated toilet area. Do not play or interact with the puppy at this time, simply take them to the spot. If the puppy relieves itself, praise the puppy and spend some time interacting. If, after about 3 to 5 minutes, the puppy is not toileted, return it to the crate, again without saying anything, for an additional 5 minutes. Repeat the process without interacting with the puppy until it goes to the bathroom. Praise and play always follow toileting while crate training. At night, keep the crate in the bedroom or somewhere that you can easily hear the puppy. If he or she whines, take them to the toilet area and return them to the crate with as little interaction as possible. Just a simple good girl or boy will do when they toilet. Too much praise will be seen as play and may encourage the puppy to whine throughout the night. The advantages to crate training include the fact that it uses the puppy's or dog's natural instincts to help with the learning process. It minimizes the dangers of messes and accidents around the house when done correctly. In addition, the puppy feels secure and they can understand what is required in a relatively short time. Disadvantages to crate training are few, but the biggest one is that it will only work if the trainer monitors the puppy closely while in the crate and follows the attention-inattention guidelines. Some owners may think that crate training is cruel, but this is simply not the case. Once people understand that the crate is not used as a punishment, but as a safe and secure place for the puppy, they change their opinion pretty quickly. Litter box training. People are very familiar with litter box training of cats, but many people don't realize the same technique can be used with dogs. Simply because of size, this process works best with toy or small dogs, and is usually used when people live in apartments and are unable to let their dogs outside at regular intervals. Litter box training can be used as a backup plan if the dog may need to be left in the house for long periods of time. Litter box training can be completed using the following strategies. Designate a spot in the house or apartment that is a litter box area. An uncarpeted area is ideal, or simply lay some heavy plastic sheeting like paint drop cloths under the litter box. Use a bit of commercial kitty litter or shredded newspaper in the bottom of the box. When you notice the dog or puppy becoming agitated, whining, circling around or sniffing, take them to the litter box and place them inside. If they don't relieve themselves, take them out of the box and away from the area until they start the behaviors again. When they relieve themselves in the box, provide lots of praise. Some dogs and puppies will need to have the scent of urine left in the box until they understand that this is the toilet area. The key to litter box training is that you have to be actively watching the dog or puppy around the times that you know that it will relieve itself. This is usually 10 to 20 minutes after eating, right after walking from a nap, or shortly after drinking water. Many dogs and puppies also have to urinate after or during exercise periods. Watch for the signs that your dog or puppy is suddenly disinterested in the game and appears to be more engaged in sniffing around the room. This is usually a sign that they will need to toilet. One problem with litter box training is that unlike a confined training method like crate training, you have no way to be in constant supervision of the dog. A way to overcome this is to keep the dog on a short leash, 3 to 4 feet at the most, and keep it attached to you at all times. While this may be a bit difficult at first, it will help you monitor the dog or puppy at all times and will allow you to know when to take it to the litter box. The same process can be used at night by tethering the dog to a piece of furniture in the bedroom and providing a doggy bed or blanket to sleep on. When you hear the puppy or dog start to whine or move around, simply take them to the litter box and then return them to the bed area. The advantage to litter box training is that it allows the dog or puppy to recognize where you want it to eliminate. A litter box can also be used outdoors to prevent difficult yard cleanups. The major disadvantage to litter box training is that dogs, unlike cats, do not cover the waste with a litter. The dog litter box will quickly become very foul smelling if not cleaned as soon as the dog uses it. Some commercial potty pads or even cat litter has deodorant in it, but this is usually not enough to cover the smell of the waste. Dogs that may have been previously trained to only go outside to toilet may be very difficult to litter train, and it may not be advisable to try this method with previously potty trained dogs. Paper training. Paper training is often a solution for those people that have to leave their dog or puppy alone infrequently, but want to have the pet understand that there is a place to eliminate other than the carpet on the living room floor. Paper training with puppies follows the basic strategies similar to other potty training methods, in that it is designed to teach the puppy where to go, not to punish him or her for the incorrect location. Puppies quickly learn to associate a toilet area by how it feels to their feet. Once a puppy has been trained to eliminate on a particular surface type, they may have difficulty transitioning to another surface. Paper training can sometimes make this easier, since it is easy to simply put paper down outside and get the puppy or dog to go outside on the paper, as well as in the house on the paper. To start a paper training program with your dog or puppy, follow these steps. Designate an area of tiled or hard floor surface of the house or apartment. It is not advisable to use this technique on a carpeted area, even when covered with plastic, as the dog's toenails would puncture the plastic and the urine will leak into the carpet. Cover this area with the type of paper you're planning to use. Most people use newspaper or rolled butcher paper. Make the area an appropriate size so that it is about 3 to 4 times the size of the dog. Areas too small would not work for a dog physically, and areas that are too large will take up more space and will be harder to manage. A potty training pad can also be used in place of paper and has the added benefit of being treated with an attractant to encourage the puppy to use the area. Allow several sheets of thickness to absorb the urine or feces. Monitor the dog or puppy very closely. At the first sign of agitation or sniffing around, circling or whining, take the dog or puppy to the papered area. Let them sniff around and praise them when they eliminate on the paper. If they don't use the paper within 3 to 4 minutes, remove them from the area and come back again and repeat the process. Keep constant supervision of the dog or puppy. Paper training often works best with small dogs and puppies, especially if the kennel that the puppy is from used papers. The biggest advantage to paper training is that it is very inexpensive and is easy to do wherever you may be. Dogs quickly learn that paper equals toilet area, and this could be set up anywhere. The most obvious disadvantage is the odor that is associated with paper training. No matter how careful the owner is, the urine and feces will still be in contact with the floor surface, unless very heavy protective plastic is used between the floor and the paper. One of the advantages of paper training, the paper equals toilet area advantage, also becomes a disadvantage if newspapers are left on the floor beside a favourite reading chair. Potty pad training. Potty training pads can be used in the same manner that paper is. They are much more effective at controlling odour and absorbing liquids than standard newspaper. Potty training pads are sold in various sizes, from relatively small to quite large. Basically, they are similar to a disposable diaper in composition, although there is often a layer of liquid absorbing the crystals inside the pad that forms a gel when the dog urinates on the pad. This holds the liquid inside the pad and minimises the tracking of the waste onto surrounding floor areas. The potty training pads also have a plastic backing that prevents damage to the floor area beneath the pad. Like paper, they are simply placed in the dog toilet area within the house. Many of the potty training pads also have a chemical scent added to the potty pad to encourage the dog or puppy to use the pad. On command. Teaching your dog to urinate on command is not as difficult as it sounds, and is a wonderful behaviour to teach both for house training or potty training for when you are travelling. The key to on-command potty training is to monitor the dog constantly and be prepared to give praise and reward for doing the right thing at the right time. To start a program of on-command toileting is relatively simple. The key is to catch the dog just as he or she is about to urinate. As soon as you see the leg lift on the male dog or the squat of a female dog, give the command you wish to use. This can be get busy, tinkle, or toilet. The command word itself is not important, but it should not sound like any other commands or the dog will become confused. A word like go should be avoided because it sounds too much like no and will lead to a problem with training. Always make sure everyone working with the dog is giving the same command. You may also want to consider the fact that you may have to give the command when others are around, so make sure it is not offensive or something that is inappropriate to say in public. With the sign that the dog is going to urinate, the verbal command is given. Immediately after the dog finishes, there should be lots of praise and a treat. If the dog goes in the correct area before you give the command, don't punish or reprimand the dog, simply praise them for using the toilet area. The key to on-command training is understanding when the dog is associating your command with the act of relieving him or herself. If you notice the dog looks up at you in the toilet area, they are likely waiting for the command to urinate. Be sure to praise and give lots of treats when the dog urinates on command. Some points to keep in mind for on-command training include: this works by pairing a natural behaviour with a command, and the more frequently it is done, the quicker the dog will understand the connection. Treats are very important, so buy some small, good-sized quality treats and keep them with you when you are walking or outside with the dog. When first starting out, go to the areas that are attractive to a dog for urinating, including areas where other dogs go. Learn your dog's behaviour by observing how they act before they have to go. This will help you time the command. Use the same spot as the toilet area until your dog is using the on-command routine perfectly before using it in unfamiliar areas. Always praise the dog for a job well done, especially when they are outside in new places. If the dog does not go on command, do not punish them. Start back in the familiar area and go slowly to giving the command in other areas. Usually on-command training is only done after the dog has been potty trained or during the process when the puppy or the dog understands the toilet area either inside or outside the house. Potty training in extreme climates. Extreme climates that are very wet, windy or cold may pose their own challenge to potty training a dog or puppy. Most pets, like humans, prefer to stay indoors on cold, wet and snowy and rainy days. Some breeds, especially miniature breeds, toy breeds, small dogs, and those with very short coats or single coats will not want to go outside on those nasty days. If you know that you live in a cold or wet climate and are planning on getting a puppy or a dog, an excellent bit of advice is to try to time the arrival of your new dog or puppy with the best possible weather conditions. This usually means purchasing the puppy in late spring or early summer, hopefully leaving you several weeks to get the potty training completed prior to bad weather. However, this is not always possible, and often puppies or dogs come home in the worst weather conditions for potty training. Here are some tips and strategies for potty training in cold or poor weather conditions. Try to make potty training outside as short of a time period as possible. Take the dog out and then return them to the house and reward and praise indoors, especially if the dog does not enjoy being outdoors. Don't assume because you don't like the weather, the dog doesn't. Many terriers, small dogs and even miniatures enjoy being outside for brief amounts of time in the snow. Most breeds of dogs do not enjoy the rain, but again, some breeds do. If your dog is extremely unhappy about going outside in the cold or rain, consider an alternative toilet area for cold weather. Perhaps paper or litter training in the garage or carport area, if you have a covered area, may be more suitable. Potty pads may also be an option in cold climates and rainy conditions. Be reasonable with regards to the temperatures your breed of dog can stand. Chihuahuas simply cannot tolerate cold or wet, so expecting this breed to go outside in bad weather conditions simply will not work and can cause the dog to become ill if it is forced to stay outside. Litter box training may be an option for these small dogs, even if it is only used on bad weather days. Use the best possible weather to take the dog outside, to allow your pet to eat and then eliminate when it is the warmest temperature. This is usually in the mid to late afternoon. Perhaps consider a warm doggy coat if you're crate training or potty training and have time to get the dog dressed to go outside and do his or her business. They will need to adjust to having the garment on and may initially take some time to get used to it, particularly puppies. Potty training in extreme climates is often just as difficult for the owner as it may be for the puppy or dog. Keep to a schedule as much as possible with feeding, exercise and play. Avoid changing your dog's brand of dog food over this time, as changing feeds can often result in diarrhea and other stomach problems that will increase the dog's need to make trips outside. Potty training for a new puppy. Bringing a new puppy home from the kennel for the first time is a wonderful experience. A puppy starts learning about you and what you want on your very first contact, and it is important to start out on the right foot when it comes to puppy potty training. Allowing bad habits to begin will only result in more challenges to training the puppy, as he or she will have to both unlearn bad habits and relearn desired behaviours. By starting with potty training right from the start, the puppy is better able to understand what you want and will establish your relationship with the puppy as the leader. When to start? Puppies will usually be removed from their mother's care and given to the new owners when they are between 6 to 8 weeks of age. Puppies, even this young and small, can begin to be potty trained from the moment that they arrive at your house. Puppies at the age of less than 10 weeks usually will need to either urinate or defecate every 2 or 3 hours. By taking your puppy outside prior to these time limits, the puppy will learn to relieve him or herself outside and will also become comfortable with the feel of the lawn or concrete under their feet when they are relieving themselves. This is a big component of potty training a puppy, as they will begin to associate the feel of the ground surface outside with going to the bathroom and the surface of the floor inside as playing and resting, but more importantly, not toileting. If you are able to prevent the puppy from having accidents in the house, he or she will not develop the habit and will be much easier to potty train than a puppy that is allowed to soil in the house initially and then potty trained later. It is important to remember that puppies, like babies, have very small bladders and stomachs and have poor muscle control. They cannot be expected to walk far or delay having to go, so proper house preparation is important. Preparing the house. In order to make potty training your puppy as easy as possible, there are a few changes that can be made to the house to simplify the process for both you and the puppy. The following tips can make potty training, whether crate training, litter box training, or paper or potty pad training, easier for all involved. Control the area that the puppy has access to. This means installing puppy gates at doors, using a crate, purchasing a door puppy pen, or keeping your puppy on a leash that is either attached to a piece of heavy furniture, or even better, attached to you. This prevents the puppy from sneaking off into other rooms to eliminate, or from getting behind furniture to do their business. If your puppy area has lots of items on the floor, you may wish to remove them and keep the room as uncluttered as possible. Clutter is a perfect place for the puppy to slip behind to use the toilet. Consider keeping your puppy confined to an area that has no carpet. Anticipate accidents and prepare for them. Cleaning up on tile or linoleum surfaces is much easier than cleaning carpet. Have the puppy area relatively close to the exit or door that you will need to take the puppy through to go outside, and keep this exit consistent. If the puppy area is on the other side of the house from the door, there is a greater chance that tiny bladders will lose control as you are making for the door. With the puppy area close to the door, the time between the signs of needing to go outside and actually getting outside will be much shorter. Remember that safety is also important. Don't have the puppy rushing up or downstairs to go outside, as they can hurt themselves in the hurry. In addition, if you are leashing the puppy, only allow 3 to 4 feet for the leash and monitor them constantly to avoid any chance of them choking or chewing on the leash and choking on the parts. Basic training principles to keep in mind. As a new puppy owner, there are some basic training principles that can be helpful in working with even the very young puppy when potty training. One of the biggest considerations is that you are working to mold or shape a puppy's behavior, and this takes time. It would be unreasonable to expect a baby to be potty trained for the first time you put them on the toilet, and it is unreasonable that a puppy will be potty trained the first time you take them outside, put them in the litter box, or place them on the potty pad or newspaper. Patience and constant monitoring of the puppy is what is needed to make this process as stress-free as possible for both you and the puppy. The following basic principles for potty training can be kept in mind to help modify what you may be doing to make it work for you and your puppy. Different breeds mature both physically and behaviorally at different rates. Don't assume that every puppy will hit the same milestones at the same time. Just like people, dogs have different abilities and intelligence levels. Some puppies will need additional time, attention and praise to understand what is expected of them with regards to potty training. Remember that it takes time for bladder control to develop fully. With some breeds, this could be up to several months. When planning to potty train or house train an older dog, there are some important considerations to keep in mind. If you know the previous owners of the dog, you may be able to find some of the necessary information. But if you got the dog from a rescue shelter, the pet's background may or may not be known. An older dog may have several conditions that cause them to urinate in the house that are not related to potty training issues. If your older dog is urinating in the house frequently, no matter what type of housebreaking program you are using, the dog should be taken to a vet as soon as possible. Some of the conditions that can cause lack of bladder control in older dogs are kidney stones, infections or genetic conditions or diseases, bladder infections or diseases including bladder stones, improper pH levels in the urine, hormonal imbalances. Female dogs may have issues with bladder problems after having puppies. Male dogs may have prostate problems. Incontinence is age-related. Many of these conditions can be cured with antibiotic treatments or other specialized treatment that your veterinarian can provide. It is unfair and damaging to the dog to punish them for accidents that are simply beyond their control. Having the vet examine your dog is usually the first step in determining if the bladder control issue is a medical condition or a behavioral problem. If the dog urinates in the house frequently, only when you are not at home, but does not seem to have the same troubles when you are home, it is more likely to be behavior and is driven by anxiety or fear of abandonment. Often dogs that have been found and turned into shelters exhibit this pattern of urination. The new owners working with the dog providing love and attention, as well as consistent potty training routines, will usually overcome this issue with older dogs. As dogs mature and become senior dogs, it is likely that they will experience some level of incontinence, as they begin to lose control of the bladder and sometimes even the bowels. There are special dog diapers and pads available for senior dogs with incontinence problems. For those mature dogs that simply have not been house trained, there are several different options available for owners. The first is simply to be sure to take the dog outside every 2 or 3 hours, especially when it is first brought to the house. This will prevent most accidents inside and will allow the dog to understand where and when you want it to relieve itself. Remember that an older dog may have been punished for urinating or defecating in front of people, whether inside or outside. This may make it hard for the mature dog to relieve itself in your presence. Try having the dog go outside in the yard with you off a leash until it is comfortable with you being present when it toilets. Give lots of praise and maybe play for a bit outside, but only after the dog has gone to the bathroom. Romping around before will simply encourage the dog to want to go outside with actually doing anything but play. If you don't have a fence yard, consider one of the long retractable leashes that will give the dog privacy while still allowing you to have control. Litter training or paper training will often work for smaller breeds of dogs, but again, if the dog has been punished for relieving themselves in the house, they may be very uncomfortable doing this until they have built up a relationship of trust with you. Take things slowly and provide lots of praise when the dog goes outside. Respond as soon as the dog indicates there is a need to go outside. Don't play with the dog. Simply take them to the designated area and wait about 5 minutes. If the dog does not relieve themselves, return to the house with no comments, treats, or play. Repeat the process until the dog does toilet, then give lots of praise and attention. Soon the mature dog will understand what you want and that going outside is rewarding for them. Crate training for older dogs. Crate training older dogs is very similar to crate training younger dogs or pups. Especially those that have been in animal shelters or even a vet's office may have a natural fear of being confined in a crate. The key to helping the dog is to have him or her understand that the crate is their comfort area, not a place to go when they have been bad. Crate training provides a place of safety and security for an older dog, just as it does for a puppy. All dogs have an instinct to stay in a den or enclosed area, so working with an older dog to help them learn that the crate is their safe haven will take some attention and time, but is well worth it. To make crate training as positive as possible, follow these guidelines. 1. The crate should be the correct size. The dog should be able to stand up comfortably without hitting his or her head, and should be able to lay down with the front feet extended in at least one direction in the crate. 2. Provide a blanket or liner to the crate that is padded and will be comfortable for the dog to lie down on. As these liners become soiled, washable fabrics are the best. 3. Add some chew toys to provide something for the dog to play with while in the crate. 4. Provide water for the dog in the crate. Clip-on pet water bottles are available that will not drip or splash onto the liner or blanket. 5. Position the crate so that the dog can see people or see the room. They are less likely to feel isolated if they can still see a familiar area or family members. 6. Start by having the dog walk into the crate. Usually a treat placed inside the door is a good start. Allow the dog to even just grab it and then move elsewhere to eat the treat. Put another one just a bit farther in. Keep doing this until the dog will walk in and eat the treat inside. Do not close the door or detain the dog in the cage at this point. 7. Encourage the dog to stay in the crate for longer periods of time. This can be done by feeding treats through the other side of the crate and talking to the dog. Always praise the dog for entering the crate, but ignore any behavior when coming out of the crate. 8. When the dog goes into the crate and stays, try shutting the door for 30 seconds. Gradually increase this time. If the dog becomes panicky at any point, go back to a shorter time. Stay right beside the crate during this training. Do not walk off. 9. Once the dog stays calm for 5 or more minutes with the door closed, try moving off a bit farther, but stay in the same room. Gradually increase your distance and the time away. Work at the pace set by the dog, not by what you would like to accomplish. Once the dog realizes the crate is just a temporary place to rest, he or she will be very comfortable staying in the crate when you are away. Never leave a dog crated for more than 4 hours to prevent any accidents. To housebreak using the crate, simply put the dog into the crate after eating or drinking. After 10 to 20 minutes, take the dog outside to the toilet area. If he or she eliminates, praise them and play with them and return with them to the house. If they don't, return them to the crate without saying a word and then try again in 5 or 10 minutes. Within a very short period of time, your dog will learn to go outside. Many dogs prefer to stay in the crate at night, so simply bring the crate into the bedroom so you can monitor their behaviour or need to go outside. Tips for potty training older dogs. If you have started the process of potty training or house training an older dog, or if you are planning to start, there are some tips and techniques that work effectively. One thing that owners must remember is that every dog will learn at a different rate, and every dog will naturally be better at some tasks than others. Try to be as patient with an older dog as you would be with a puppy. Love and attention will only help strengthen the bond between you and your dog and help the training process. Some thoughts to keep in mind with older dogs are: never punish an older dog if you catch it in the act of relieving itself in the house. Simply rush it outside and hopefully it will finish there, and then praise the dog for ending up in the right spot. Punishing will only encourage the dog to be sneaky and hide when they are relieving themselves. Never punish a dog for an older accident that you've just discovered. Dogs won't make the connection between the spot on the carpet and their behaviour. They will just know that you're mad at them. Never punish a dog for submission urination. This occurs when a dog in a pack is indicating to another dog that they are submissive to it. As the dominant family member, an adult dog, especially one that may have been abused, may naturally urinate in submission. Punishment, including yelling, will only make the problem much worse. Playing with the dog, providing love and affection, and having the dog outside when you greet it will make the situation better. Male dogs may mark their territory even inside a house. If you have more than one dog in the house, you may find that even the house-trained male starts to urinate inside when the untrained dog comes to the house. Cleaning and disinfecting is the key to preventing this problem. Adult dogs that urinate or mess in the house only when you're not at home may have anxiety problems or may simply be bored. Try taking the dog for a long walk before you leave, ensuring that they go while you're outside, and praise the dog when you return, and there are no surprises. Start small, leaving for only 1 to 5 minutes, and then gradually stay away longer. Provide lots of chew toys and entertaining things for the dog to play with while you're away. If you're going to be gone for long periods of time, consider having a neighbour or a friend come over and let the dog outside, or take them for a walk. If you are going to use this strategy, be sure to introduce the dog to the friend so that they already know each other before the first time they come to let the dog out. Finally, be consistent. Don't change rewards or cues in the middle of training. It will only further confuse the dog. House training or potty training an adult dog is more challenging than working with a puppy, but remember that older dogs want your love and attention too. Once they clearly understand what you want, they are more able to hold their bladders and bowels than puppies, so this can make the process easier in the long run. Be patient with your older dog, and be sure to provide lots of treats and attention when they do the right thing. Planning for potty training. By planning in advance for either puppy potty training or housebreaking an adult dog, the process will be much easier for both the owner and the dog. Having the right equipment, supplies, cleaning materials, and even schedules for food, water, and exercise can really help. Before bringing the dog or puppy home, reviewing the method that you would like to use for potty training your dog is critical to getting the right supplies and other needs. Equipment and supplies. Since each method of house training, crate training, litter training, or paper or puppy pad training requires slightly different supplies, each section will be discussed separately. While the following lists are meant to be inclusive, you may find that there are additional supplies and materials that you may need depending on your situation. Crate training. Here is the basic equipment needed for crate training. Wire crate. Wire crates are usually lighter and provide more opportunities for dogs to see out and people to see in. This may be important if your dog is very nervous and needs to be able to see what is going on to feel comfortable. Most wire crates will fold down when not in use and can be easily used in cars or vehicles. Most airlines will not allow wire crates. Plastic crates. Generally very sturdy but can be chewed. Plastic crates are usually very practical for small and medium-sized dogs but may not be suitable for moving larger breeds. Washable padding. Special fabric that doesn't trap hair or dirt is available on commercially purchased crate liners. Be sure the liner is washable so that you can easily clean it if it becomes soiled or dirty. Avoid using people blankets that are down or filled, as the dog will chew through them and pull out the stuffing, posing a choking hazard and making a huge mess. Chew toys. The dog or puppy should have a good quality, sturdy chew toy to keep themselves entertained while in the crate. For the same reasons we've listed, avoid putting stuffed toys into the crate with the dog or puppy. Clip-on water bottle. Clip-on water bottle will keep the dog hydrated while preventing any spills or mess. Litter box training. Basic supplies required for litter box training include appropriately sized litter box. There are some special dog litter boxes, but a cat box will work just as well. Due to the size, small or toy dogs usually can use the standard cat boxes, but you may have to build your own for larger dogs. Some Rubbermaid flat plastic storage tubs may work for larger breeds. Litter. This could be shredded paper, paper sheets, potty training pad or litter pellets, but remember that potty training pads can be shredded and some dogs will eat the litter, so care needs to be taken when choosing the correct substrate to use. Heavy plastic. It is a good idea to place the litter box on heavy plastic for easy cleanup in the case of spills or messes over the edge of the box. Paper training. Paper training requires the fewest supplies, with just paper or potty training pads placed on the ground in a designated area. Some of the commercially available potty pads are chemically treated to encourage the dog or puppy to urinate on them, and then also are odor absorbent to help control the smell. With all methods, a good quality leash and collar is also important, as are treats and toys for rewards for good behavior. Cleaning tips for soiled areas. No matter how well you plan, there will be accidents with house training both puppies and dogs. Try to avoid getting upset when these situations occur and simply have the necessary equipment to clean them up on hand. Cleaning soiled areas as soon as possible is very important, both to prevent discoloration and smells in the fabric or surface areas, as well as preventing your dog from returning to the same spot at a later date. There are several very good commercial cleaners on the market. They are available at most pet stores as well as the internet, and products that eliminate pet odors often have an orange peel ingredient that works very well for two reasons. Dogs don't like the scent, and people generally do. There are also some industrial-use flakes that can be sprinkled over feces and urine that absorb the moisture as well as the odor and dry out the waste. The resulting dry waste can simply be collected with a broom or a vacuum. If you don't want to purchase commercially available products, there are some homemade doggy cleaning products that work just as well. For any type of mess, remember to clean up as much of the liquid off the surface as soon as possible. The faster the cleaning product is applied to the soiled area, the more complete the removal will be. A good way to remove both stains and odor is using a simple mixture of one part white vinegar with 2 to 3 parts of water. A bit of liquid soap, approximately 1 teaspoonful to 1 cup water vinegar mix, will be an excellent cleaning solution on almost every surface. Be sure to spray on and then blot up. Never rub, especially on carpet or fabric. Borax or baking soda sprinkled on urine stains and then allowed to dry will absorb the liquid and eliminate odors. When the powder is completely dry, vacuum thoroughly. If the dog has constantly urinated in the same place and the urine is soaked down to the pad under the carpet, the only option may be to remove that part of the carpet and padding and replace it with new. Commercial cleaners may be able to clean even deep-set stains, but often the continuing problem will be odor. Be cautious using fabric deodorizing products, as this may eliminate the odor for humans, but the keen nose of a dog will still be able to tell that urine is present in the area. Cleaning products to avoid when trying to remove stains and odor are those containing bleach. Bleach contains the compound ammonia, which has the same properties as urine and may in fact cause the dog to return to the spot to urinate again. One of the best ways to avoid soiled carpets and fabric is to remove the dog from those areas when you are not able to supervise. Crate training or a dog room or pen, or putting the dog outside or in a kennel when you cannot monitor them, is one of the best options. Common potty training problems and what to do. Often there are little bumps along the road to potty or house training your dog or puppy. Sometimes they may actually derail the training process and may make life much more challenging for the owner. Some common questions and problems that owners experience when potty training their dogs and puppies are now being discussed. Messing in the crate. Often dogs or puppies get into the habit of messing in their crate because they've been left in the crate for too long. Start with a fresh liner and work both the puppy or the dog to get them outside sooner. In addition, if the crate is much larger than the dog, he or she may see part of the crate as their den and part of the crate as the bathroom. Inserting a board or wire mesh into the back of the crate and making it smaller can correct this. A smaller crate only provides enough room for the dog to be in, not enough room for them to relieve themselves. Messing in the house when you are away. This is usually caused by either boredom or anxiety. Try walking the dog for a good, long, brisk walk before leaving them alone. If they have been crate trained, you may wish to use this again, provided you will not be gone prolonged periods of time. Leave lots of toys for the dog to play with, or try leaving an old, unwashed t-shirt in their sleeping area so that they know that you are around. Time in the crate. Time in the crate is roughly equivalent to a dog's age. A good guideline is 1 hour per month, up to a maximum of 4 hours. Therefore, a puppy of 2 months can stay in the crate a maximum of 2 hours after going outside before they will need to go again, provided they are not fed in between. No dog should be crated for more than 4 hours without the ability to signal to you that they need to go outside. Feed and water schedules. By controlling the amount of food and water your dog or puppy has, you can regulate their times outside. Generally, dogs will need to go outside between 15 and 30 minutes after eating. They will need to urinate every 3 to 4 hours during the day, and mature dogs usually do not need to go out over the night once they are housebroken. Therefore, it is important to feed at least 45 minutes prior to leaving the dog or the puppy alone. Be sure to follow crate training procedures or supervise them between eating and going outside. It is better to make them go out too soon than too late, so be sure to be carefully timing and watching for changes in behavior. They should have free access to water during the day. Most dogs won't drink at night once they are mature, but it may be necessary to remove the water from a puppy's crate or bed area when you go to bed. Be sure to give them fresh water immediately in the morning and allow free access when you are there to monitor. Remember that dogs and puppies, like humans, will need to relieve themselves when they first get up in the morning or when they wake up from a nap. Returning to the same spot to urinate in the house. This usually occurs because a dog can still smell urine even if you cannot. Try using a deodorant with orange peel, or even better, ask your vet to recommend a product with active enzymes that will eliminate and not just mask the odour. If at all possible, restrict the dog or puppy's access to the area and continue on with the house training program. Marking territory. Especially for young male dogs, marking territory starts to occur at between 4 and 9 months of age for most breeds. Some female dogs will also engage in marking behavior as well, especially if there are more than one dog in the house. Generally, marking territory is hormonally driven behavior that male dogs engage in to establish their dominance. If a new dog, baby, pet, or other change occurs in the house, you may find that a previously house-trained dog will begin marking territory. Marking territory is a dog's way to indicate that the house is his or her territory. Outside dogs will mark areas of their domain such as fence posts, lamps or even bushes, shrubs and trees in the yard or neighbourhood. Unfortunately, some dogs also want to mark their territory on the inside of your house, and this is certainly not a desirable behaviour. Marking territory as a hormonally driven behaviour will indicate that the dog is ready for neutering. In about 50 to 70% of male dogs, neutering will prevent the likelihood of future marking behaviours. Cleaning and using an enzyme-based product that will completely eliminate the odour of the urine will assist in preventing future issues. If the dog has been neutered but still continues to mark territory, there are a few simple techniques that you can use to deter that behaviour. While some are directly related to the marking, others are more specific to establishing that you are the dominant member of the family, not the dog. Try the following to help prevent further marking behaviours. Ensure that the dog has lots of exercise prior to being left alone. Encourage him to mark outside by providing interesting places to sniff and mark. Remove or completely clean any furniture or items that the dog previously marked. If you cannot remove the furniture, place a piece of aluminium foil over the area in a flat sheet. Simply attach the top to the furniture with tape or small pins. When the dog attempts to urinate on the area, the spray hitting the aluminium will make a noise that startles the dog and may assist with preventing the behaviour. The resulting spray will also be unpleasant to the dog and will often stop the behaviour. Take the dog to an obedience class or work with him on a constant basis to help the dog understand that he is not the top dog on the pecking order in the family. Once the dog understands that he is not dominant, the behaviour will often stop. If there is a female dog in heat in the house or area, the intact male dog will bark to establish a territory. Remove any female dogs in heat from the area to prevent this hormonally driven marking. Neutering will help this behaviour as well. If there appears to be no change in the male dog's marking behaviour after using these techniques, try working with a professional trainer or consulting with your veterinarian. Occasionally, some hormonal imbalances may cause the behaviour and can be controlled by drug therapies. Conclusions. Potty training your puppy or house training your dog is a challenging but very rewarding experience. Within a few short weeks, you can have your dog or puppy trained to use the appropriate area for a potty or to ask to go outside when they need to. Take the process slowly. It has to work at the dog's rate, not the owner's. Don't become frustrated with accidents. Rather, use them as a way to act more proactively next time to get the dog or puppy outside. Finally, if the accidents become more frequent or if the dog or puppy doesn't seem to control their bowels or bladder, immediately seek assistance of a vet. A professional trainer may also be able to provide assistance in those cases where you have consistently followed a training program, there is nothing medically wrong with the pet, or he or she is still not making any progress in potty training. Once your dog or puppy is potty trained, you will have the freedom to take them places with you, as well as feeling safe and secure leaving them alone in the house. With lots of praise and attention, potty training will help build your relationship with your dog and puppy and allow them to spend more time with you and your family, both now and in the future. Legal notices. Whilst all attempts have been made to verify information provided in this publication, Neither the author nor the publisher assumes any responsibility for errors, omissions, or contrary interpretation of the subject matter herein. The publisher and the author assume no responsibility or liability whatsoever on behalf of any purchaser or reader of the material provided. It is recommended you seek the advice of your vet in regard to any health issues and before making changes to diet and or exercise.